We're so thankful again for that name. We're so thankful that we can state that name and know that name has been impressed and imprinted upon our hearts. Now, Lord, let us come boldly to the throne of grace this morning, knowing that You want to give us more than we could ever want to receive it, because You're a God of all love. Let us rest in that. God, let us come to believe You for everything. Come in, anoint lives, awaken us today. Praise God, it's near, hallelujah, it's time to look up. The redemption is nigh. God, help us to be attentive, to be alert, and to be longing to see You. Now, Lord, through Your words of life and love this morning, if You tarry, may they cause us to be quickened. May we give praise to Your wonderful Son, Jesus. May we magnify His name. May the Holy Spirit just anoint. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to the book of Matthew, the 13th chapter, and the 45th and 46th verse. That's Matthew 13, 45 and 46. And it says there, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Praise be to God, and it all happened because He first loved me. Praise God, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. As I studied this, I think of the dowries that have been paid throughout man's existence upon this earth. And what I mean by that is the price that was paid for women that men wanted to take to be their wives. Many examples, one of the latest ones was in the 1700s. There was a king of Portugal who received $150 million for his daughter. Now, parents, I'm not getting you to think of things here. But I want us to come to grips and maybe to grasp this a little bit better as the Lord is encouraging us. Even that $150 million is fails in comparison to what Jesus Christ, praise God, in the dowry that He paid for us. We're talking about the greatest dowry there has ever been. God gave everything when He gave us His Son, brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ gave everything upon that cross as He gave His life. It wasn't just death. I hope you understand that. He became sin for you. He became sin for all mankind. He did. And all He's asking us is to just believe, accept, understand, and embrace that wondrous work upon the cross. But He did that for a family, and He did that especially for a bride, and as we're reading today, for that goodly pearl. And I want us to really notice what is so precious here today is in this 46th verse here. Notice, it says, He found her, and then He went and sold all that He had. He found her and then He went and sold all that He had. She was so beautiful. This speaks to me. It was almost as if it took Him by surprise. Jesus has been searching. Praise God. He's looking. Praise God. But it was so precious that it took everything because she was so valuable to Him. So valuable to Him. I have to tell you, Romans 8:29 is just calling out to me, and I didn't want to take time to go there, but we are going to take time to go there. Let's go over to Romans 8, and we're going to read that 29th verse, because I just think this thrills my heart and sings to me what He's saying here. He says, "For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son." For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. Now praise God, we know that He saw us on that cross. For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. But what we're reading about here, and as we read about this goodly pearl, we realize that He saw us in ages past before this whole world was ever even put into place. He saw us. By the grace of God, you realize that His love for you, you so raptured His heart that the whole plan of the ages was put into place. And today, by His grace, I can say Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming soon, and Jesus Christ is coming for a bride. Hallelujah. It's about His love for you. If we'll just sit back and embrace truly that it's His love for you. How simple, how easy. I'm understanding daily when He tells me, "Son, my yoke is easy. My burden is light." There's such simplicity in the gospel. But yet we see pages upon pages here, and sometimes it can seem to be overwhelming. But Jesus always comes back to the same thing, no matter what page and what verse you'll read. It's because I love you. It will always be that. You will always go back to that. It will always be the thing that embraces you, is His love for you. I've been rejoicing lately again in how God has given me the desires of my heart. But the reality of that, brothers and sisters, truly, as my sweet sister was witnessing here the other day, is Jesus fills every desire of my heart. See, we need to move into that reality. That the desires that He wants to give you, if we'll just realize again that I'm not my own. We have to realize again that this is God we're talking about. You can think you can do it another way, but it doesn't work. You can think whatever you want, and that's just the enemy telling you that. God made you. He knows you. And He gave you one thing that makes it all work, and that's His Son, Jesus. I think about people that I talk to often. They covet things. And I'm talking about coveting such things that may seem godly or may seem, in a sense, good. But yet it never seems to be happening in their life. Do you believe the Word of God when He says He won't withhold anything good for you or from you? Do you believe that? I hope you do. He's a God of love. He wants to increase you. But it's His Son that He wants to increase in you. And if He wants that for your life, brothers and sisters, He'll perform it. Love Him. Embrace Him. Embrace what He's doing. Get rid of these thoughts that we're going to make it happen or this is what I'm going to do. Praise God, I'm realizing that much the more, the exceeding abundantly in this, of that He does fulfill my every desire. I'm starting to get it, brothers and sisters, that truly I am His desire. That's the beauty of it all. Hallelujah. Is that I am my beloved's and His desire is toward me. Come on now. We're talking about the dowry today. We're talking about the reward today. He just loves you. From the very beginning, I'm thankful when I came to this church. The first song, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. We'll never get away from it. I don't care where you've been today. I don't care if the kennels of hell, as Brother Hill used to say, that you've been raking through. He loves you. He loves you just as much as the one that may, by His grace, been abiding here faithful for many years. Do you realize that? You ever read about a prodigal son? I hope you have. His arms are always open. He's got a robe. He's got a ring. But you know the thing I'm most interested in is the kiss. And it's all the time. It's every day. That's the love that will not let me go. That's the love that causes my heart to rejoice. I don't know about yours today. But we need to get excited about these things, brothers and sisters. We really do. I know that it can be long during the week. I know that we can have fear and pain and all of these different things coming on. But you've got a Savior that loves you. And I do need to say that we need to, by the grace of God, enjoy the liberty of that love. how it embraces our life, how much victory that it gives us. Praise God. I was thinking about that wonderful funeral service that we had. I appreciated that they wanted to sing "What a Gathering." What a wondrous song. But I'm not going to sing "What a Gathering." What a gathering. Oh no. What a gathering it's going to be. You're going to sing something like that. You better have the right state of the heart when you sing something like that. By the grace of God, let Him give you the right state of heart that we, by the grace of God, need to be rejoicing. Rejoicing in the love of God wherewith we are loved. Thank you, Jesus, for that. You know, sure, I've got a mansion. It'll blow your mind. Praise God. And I'm inheriting a city where the streets are even gold. And praise God, He even tells me in His Word. So wondrous is this stuff that by His grace, I can even rule and reign with Jesus Christ if I'll believe Him for it. But you know, the greatest gift of all, the greatest love, the greatest grace that He's starting to bring in my life is I am His reward. You better get it. I'm going to tell you, we need to get it now. He's about to come. And I'll tell you, any bride-to-be, she's not wondering if that man loves her. She's not the right kind of bride. And he probably wouldn't be the right kind of husband. But this is the husband and the right kind of husband. And that bride better know that he loves her. And he loves her, no doubt about it. And he's given everything to get her ready. He gave us the Holy Spirit, man. And he's coming in so great. His wife. Not his bride-to-be, his wife hath made herself ready. I want to live the wife life. Now. Amen. And that's the one that's going to be ready. Oh, that's boldness. You shouldn't go there. He told me to go right into that throne room. I don't know about you. Amen. I'm thankful that we're all going in there freely. But you best be saying, you best be get out of my way, brother. Because I'm going first, huh? He's thrilling us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's looking for me. He's searching for you. You know that? Oh, he is. That's who he's looking for. Praise God. A body for his namesake. His father even says the true worshiper. I love that word worshiper. It means drawing nigh as to kiss in fervent love. That's what Jesus is calling you to. I'm so thankful. You've heard me say it many times. I know him as friend. Praise God. Praise God. I know him as my keeper. I know him as my shield. I know him as my buckler. I know him as all these things. But praise the Lord, there was that sweet sister who showed me that there's no better place than at his feet. Worshiping. Worshiping. To get at his feet and worship. And kiss him. And kiss those feet. I don't care what anybody else says. Oh, well, where's your work? We're getting things done here. Enough Marthas out there. I want the better part. How about you? There's a better part. There's a high calling. There's one star that differeth from another in glory. There's a sun glory and there's a moon glory. And there are those that are going to sit in the very midst of his throne. And then there are going to be those that are waving palms. Everybody's going to be satisfied. But today I'm satisfied with Jesus alone. And I'm not stopping the work that he's going to do in my life. And I expect by his grace to be sitting in the midst of the throne. I do. Not because of me. But because it's a promise. And these are exceeding great and precious promises that he's given us. There's no way I could live that. And thank God I couldn't. But he can. And he came to dwell in me. And he's bringing me to that. And He's bringing us to that, brothers and sisters. And that's where, by His grace, that's the calling. Talked to a brother this week, and I appreciated the zeal in his life. He said, "Oh, but I've got a calling. I've got a calling." And I said, "That's precious. But I'm going to tell you, I know by the grace of God what your calling is, and everybody in here. Do you know that? For all men to be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth. That's your calling. You settle in that, He'll have you doing the things. He'll have you being the person that you need to be. You'll start living the before ordained good works that ye should walk in them." I couldn't figure that out if I tried. They're too good. They're too beyond me. But it's a before ordained path that I trust and wake up every morning and say, "Lord, this is the way you have me going. I'm rejoicing in you because by your grace I'm in the will of God. And even so, Lord, come quickly." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, that's who He's desiring to see. That's who has ravished His heart. That's who He's longing to see. And all we have to do is to know this, brothers and sisters, to know it. Pray God give you a desire to know it. How's that? Just pray. I believe there's earnest lives here today. I really do. And I know that there's a lot of hurt. And I know that there might be a lot of guilt and a lot of remorse. You've laid that up today. Now go on. Forgetting those things which are behind. They're behind you right now. If you'll lay it with Him today, it's behind you. Now you're ready to move on. Okay? Pray God give you a desire for this word. Don't let it be something that's overwhelming to you. Because He'll bring it in. And He will. It will never come by this. It comes by spiritually being discerned. You have an open heart for the things of God. I don't care what age you are. I don't care how much of your mind you think you have left. Sometimes I don't think I have any of mine, and I think I'm in a better place. Amen? Amen. All right. Let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the mind I want. That's the mind He freely gives. And in that mind, praise God, He can bring these things into my life and make them real. Praise the Lord. But if we can know it, allow the Holy Spirit to work it, and in its simplicity, embrace it. Jesus Christ is blunt. He's straightforward. He is a lover that does not play hard to get. He doesn't. He doesn't play games. His heart is always on His sleeve, and I appreciate my Lord. I was thinking of Him like that. How I was trained by those bad brothers how to get girls to like me. Where am I going? I don't want to go there. But He's a lover that doesn't play hard to get. He's just right there. God gave you His very heart and His Son. And I can't help here but stand and cry before you because I can see His heart today. I can see His heart upon His people today. You're His people as you know Him as your Savior. You're His family. You're His little chicks, if you want to think of it. I don't care how you do. But He's got His wings about you. And you're so safe. And you're so secure in Him. Yes, you are. And it's in that. It's in that safety and rest. You'll go on. You'll go on. You'll be able to face tomorrow. But the thing is, you won't even be thinking about tomorrow. Because you realize today is too good. Because it's just Jesus and me. Oh God. You talk about a trophy wife. This is His trophy. Do you realize that all of creation is growing, is groaning to see her beauty? That's his wife. We got some more time. Unless he come. But she is so important, brothers and sisters, that he names a city after her. Her name is New Jerusalem. The bride adorned coming out of heaven. The fullness of God, the very glory upon her. And she has her own light. Isn't that wondrous? Christ in me, the hope of glory. I pray this is exciting us, because as that one brother brought out to me so many months ago, he came in here and I could see the earnest. And he said, "Brother, I just need you to connect these dots for me." And I said, "Well, I can't do anything for you, but I know God can." And I appreciate that thought. And every connection that God does, I think of it as his wondrous pattern. And you'll find that it all connects back to the cross. It all connects back to behold the Lamb. And it will all connect forward into the very, very midst of his throne. Because that's our loving Savior. But from the very beginning, brothers and sisters, I want us to understand this. That it was not good for man to live alone. The story about Adam and Eve. See, the Word of God works in types and shadows. And when God and His wondrous Son created that man, Adam, so perfect, but yet they knew that it was not good for him to live alone. And if you know the story, a sleep came upon him and a rib portion was taken out of his own body. And here came Eve. Isn't that something? Praise be to God. What a wondrous shadow, what a wondrous type. As I know, God was looking at his Son and his Son was looking at his Father. And his Father said to him, "Son, it's not good for you to live alone either. And out of your wondrous body, Son," and I want you to understand this, Christ is the head. Do you know that the whole family of God is his body? Oh, yes. And out from his body, we'll be taking a rib portion. And he will have a wife. Oh, yes, he will. And she's going to be so wondrous. And we've been rejoicing in that she is a vessel. The word vessel, you know what it means? Contributing to the very usefulness of her husband. Oh, my. How could that be you? How could that be me? I don't know. Frankly, I really don't care. It tells me here that it's true. If I'll just believe it, praise God, he'll work it. Amen. This is God we're talking about. I quit trying to figure out him a long time ago. He just said, "Read about me, son. Know it. And then believe it." Just believe the word of God. Don't limit by the grace of God what grace can do in your life. Hallelujah. He is not going to be whole without this virtuous woman. He is not complete without this virtuous woman. If it was just about salvation, brothers and sisters, he would have wrapped it up a long time ago just upon that cross and it would have been done. But that was just the beginning of it all. It became the much the more at that time. Praise God. We have been invited into the best of what is yet to come. We are entering the time of the coming of the Lord. Jesus Christ is about ready to come and take his bride away. Amen? Amen? Oh, amen. Revelation 22:12. It says there that, "Behold, I come quickly." Such a wondrous portion of Scripture. "And my reward is with me." Now, we've rejoiced in that for some time, and I'm thankful as from a young man the Lord brought that to me. The great thought of Jesus Christ is coming quickly. Even some 2,000 years ago when this was written, he was excited and anxious to come. Hallelujah. Even more so today. And his reward is with him. And He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And I could always envision, by the grace of God, here comes my Lord. And His reward is with Him for me. But praise be to God, as the Holy Spirit got me into this portion of Scripture and into this study about this goodly pearl and into this study about this wondrous dowry, I'm starting to see a very lovesick Savior here. How about you? I remember when I was about 17, 18 years old, and I was so smitten with my wife. She wasn't my wife at that time. I lived in Denver and she lived in Texas. And I remember my mom walking by sometimes and she'd see me sitting in a chair. And she says, "Oh, you're just a lovesick puppy, aren't you, son?" And she'd smile as she said that. Dad used to approach it a different way. He said, "You better get up off that chair. I'm going to give you something to think about." Always has to be that balance in our life, doesn't there? Amen. But this is a lovesick Savior, brothers and sisters. Oh, hallelujah. It's all over Song of Solomon, another wonderful shadow and type of what Jesus Christ is. And I'm telling you, as the Holy Spirit will keep singing to you, I understand this portion of Scripture, and I do understand that He has a reward for me. But I'm telling you, He's given me a vision that when He's saying that as well too, His bride is standing there with Him. And how fitting His reward is with Him. She's there by the grace of God in a sense. She's being made ready right now. And as we see Him with her, it's going to be the most everlasting embrace throughout eternity. And He's going to proclaim His love for her, making known to all that He has loved her. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm here today, brothers and sisters, to encourage each and every one of us. Could you imagine that could be you? That could be you. Do you think so? Oh my. Kind of takes my breath away. I don't know about you. But I have to ask us this. Are we willing to believe what grace can do in our lives? Did you hear that? Are you willing to believe what the grace of God can do in your life? But I know you're sitting here and you may not have heard this. This might be the first time you've ever heard this. And yet, you think, well, this is too good to be true. This is too beyond any of my thoughts. Well, let me tell you something. That's exactly who Jesus Christ is. He's beyond anything you could ever imagine. He's got a reward for us beyond anything you could ever think of. It says in the Word of God that eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, nor has entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for them that love Him. He's the exceeding abundant, the above all that we ask or think, God. They're exceeding great and precious promises. They're the much, the more. How many times does He have to show us that it's beyond anything that we could ever imagine or grasp what Jesus Christ has for you? He has for you. Hallelujah. The masterpiece, His bride, she's being painted right now. She's being molded. She's being formed. Praise God. This very moment. And if we will just trust and obey, and be still. Oh my, oh my. He might even perform that good work in you. What do you think of that? See, that's a God that loves you, brothers and sisters. It's a God of all comfort, all mercy. He's challenging us by the grace of God just to believe Him. That's the challenge. We're fighting the good fight of faith, but you're never going to have any faith unless you get the Word of God in your life. You can be as religious as you want to be, but that's not going to get it done. You can try to keep things, but you're going to have to find out you're just a promise breaker. And Jesus Christ is the promise keeper. And He is. And He's promised us over and over and over in the Word of God, I love you. And there is a work in this workmanship that I'm going to perform All you have to do is to be willing to have it done in your life, and it will be there. And by the grace of God today, I just encourage every one of us, may we just settle down, cease from our own works, enter into the very rest of God. That was His creation that He said at the very end of those 7 days. And He said, thank you, Son. I'm resting. It's in good hands. It's in you. Amen. That was God. Do you think little old me can say, Lord, I'm resting. It's in your hands. And I know that workmanship's going to be perfect in me. I appreciate your patience. I appreciate how attentive you are. But by the grace of God, let Him move you this day. Let Him move you. Come out from among them and be separate. Huh? Come unto me. Come sit at the feet of Jesus. This is the time. And it is now. And by the grace of God, let Him start to bring the beauty into your life. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You again for this time of fellowship with You. We thank You for Your words of life. We ask, Lord, that You again just quicken us again to Your calling, Lord. That Your perfect plan is amongst us. It's about us at this time. Wake hearts up. To get away from man's philosophy. To get away from these religious constraints and these bonds that, again, it's just the enemy wants to put upon our life. Whom You have made free is free indeed. Free indeed. Lord, let us embrace the freedom that's in Your love. And let us run well with joy, anticipating the day of Your soon coming. In Jesus' name, amen.